Hello, this is Eric Lee, and this week on the Labor Start podcast, we're interviewing, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Kazem Nikka. He's going to correct me now. Kazem is the international director, maybe we'll fix that too, of Free Them Now, an organization that speaks out on behalf of Iranian working people. Welcome to the show, Kazem.
Thank you very much. Yeah, my name is Kazem Nikha. You were almost right.
I was almost right. So, Kazem, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about what was happening in Iran today. Let's start with what is the situation of working people right now in Iran?
Yeah, briefly, if I want to put it, you know the situation, the economy in Iran is very stagnating, collapsing, bankrupting. And because of the Iranian regime's isolation in the globally, so they are very the economy is somehow is taking getting apart and not working. So
Right.
they are using basically relying on smuggling, importers, export, mostly are by illegal methods and not paying the workers' salaries. And so you know the situation from this aspect. So this puts a much pressure on the workers. Some places are very like slavery-like conditions. But the workers are struggling very actively, very massively. So we have a very active, turbulent worker movement in Iran. Workers, retirees, nurses, teachers, every day we have at least 10 strikes or gatherings or protests in different places. And so I don't think anywhere in the world is so broad protests in a country. The demands of the workers is mainly for better pay, better working conditions, an end to the securitizing the protests and against the authorities and against the corruption. And for not against the not paid salaries. These are the main demands of the workers. And these days we are seeing nurses are, for example, have started gatherings and strikes in Shiraz and different places in Iran. Oil workers are very active, formal oil workers and contract oil workers. Third pillar oil workers, all is very turbulent in the oil industry in Iran, which is very important, you know. So I can say is that everywhere is something is happening when retirees, pensioners have every day gatherings in many cities, sometimes 20 cities in Iran. They be affected the whole situation society because they are in contact with people for all people, different sections of the society. This
Let
is
me ask you a
briefly
question.
what I can say.
Yeah, cousin, let me ask you something. How does the regime react? They're not tolerant of this, right? This is not, they don't look favorably upon protests. What do they do?
Your problem is that in Iran, there is not the right to strike, the right to organize, to the right to protest, but they can't do much. The regime can't stop the people to protest. We have several workers and teachers been arrested. They've been involved. That militia is sometimes is engaging in the protest. In support of employers and sometimes arresting the workers and nurses. They did, for example, a couple of days ago, some nurses I heard that were arrested, and then later they released most of them. So it is a war, Eric. I think the people are struggling and pushing back the government, and government tries to push the workers and teachers back. For example, teachers are very much under pressure, and they had last year many strikes and gatherings, but this year they have arrested many of them, and they couldn't be very nationwide protest, but they are still active.
Short questions. Right now, of course, the situation is not great for workers because the regime doesn't allow them to protest or form unions or anything. So obviously they're looking for some kind of regime change, the workers. What is the possibility of that actually happening? And the second question is, what can people outside Iran, people listening to this broadcast, what can they do to help?
Sorry, first question was...
What are the prospects of real change?
Prospect, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very optimistic, Eric. I'm very optimistic about the situation because these protests in their straight demands are for like industrial actions, for better pay, better working conditions, and like this. But in reality, they are political. They are against the government because they are every day they are confronting the regime's forces. So in situation in Iran, is very people are very optimistic, very aggressive against the regime. For example, yesterday in Qom, the center of religious regime, Mullah was taking picture of a woman, and the whole people in the hospital attacked him and take his camera and took off the pictures. I mean, the situation.
Why was he taking pictures of a woman?
Because she hadn't hijab on her.
Oh, okay. She wasn't wearing a hijab. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and the hijab has gone despite the regime's very pressure on the women, but they don't listen, they don't obey. And so hijab in reality has gone.
So people listening to you now and are thinking, okay, the people of Iran are in motion, they're in movement. There's a possibility of some real change here. What can people outside of Iran do? How can they help?
Yeah, I said I'm very optimistic about this prospect of the situation in Iran. The list that people outside can do to republish the news of the protest. If you search Iran in Labor Start now, you see tens of news topics that mostly is from Freedom Now that we have published on Labor Start. You can republish them and be the voice of the workers. The other side is that in Iran, is the capital punishment is there. Many teachers are in jail. Many workers are in jail. So be that against the capital punishment, against execution, and demand in your meetings, in your gatherings, demand the free release of the jailed teachers, jailed workers in Iran. We are a campaign for to free jail workers in Iran, and we are in contact with different unions, and they have supported us. And the third main thing is to demand the expulsion of the Islamic regime from ILO because of this regime's violating basic human rights, basic workers' rights, basic children's rights. So these are the main things that I can say briefly, and it is very important. It helps people to struggle against this regime to get rid of it. My sentence is that I'm very hopeful that in very near future we have another revolution like Woman Life Freedom Revolution that we had last year, and it this time will be with the very involvement of workers and teachers and different sections of working class.
Well, I look forward to that very much. And you're right to tell people to come to Labor Start and to look at Iran on Labor Start. and they'll find lots of the news that you've been posting, which we appreciate. And I like your point about kicking Iran out of the ILO. We've talked about this before. In the 1930s, Nazi Germany was kicked out of the ILO.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. So there's no reason why a country like Iran, which doesn't respect any human rights, including workers' rights, they have no right. So
yeah, I thank you very much, Eric, that you supported this demand and many unions that supported this demand. And I hope that major unions support this legitimate demand, as you said, that there's no reason that this regime... Can I say something? That, you know, ILO is tripartite organizations, workers, employers, and governments. For you, when regarding to Iran, all three are same, are the regime, Islamic regimes.
Yes.
None of them are workers. So, and this is a regime that violates every worker's right in Iran. So it has no reason that this regime be in an organization that that claims to be the voice of the workers.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Let's hope we can move on that. Kazem, I'm not going to try to say your last name again, but thank you so much. This time,
thank you very much.
We'll talk soon.